This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From KMOX Sports.
A swing and there's a high fly ball.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line.
That's hit to deep left field. It might go. It's a goner.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
A goner for Burleson.
Now, live from Jupiter, Florida, and the home of the Cardinals spring training, it's Matt Pauley. Sponsored by St. Louis Composting, Wilkie Window and Door, and Norm's Bargain Barn. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
I am sorry that folks in St. Louis are dealing with cold weather and snow-packed roads and all that stuff that goes along with winter. It was actually a little bit chilly in Florida today. We only got to a high of 77, believe it or not. Kind of cloudy. We had a little bit of rain just a little while ago. I say all that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, obviously. Hope you are staying safe. Hope you are staying warm. It is great to be able to talk to you once again here on a Graybar Sports Open Line. I'm not with you for very long tonight. We're just, more than anything else, we're going to get you what Oliver Marmol had to say today, and then I'm going to hand things off to Jen Cease as she's got the City Spotlight coming up from 6:30 to 8 o'clock this evening. She is going to do just a fantastic job of previewing the city season that begins on Saturday. Can you believe it? That begins on Saturday as they open up their season against the Colorado Rapids. So what we want to do, we're going to actually take a really quick break here, and then we're going to come back. I just want to be able to roll through everything that Oliver Marmol had to say today. I want to make sure to get that to you before we do get done tonight a little bit early here at the bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. A lot to talk about today. We're going to get into some of the things the Cardinals are doing to try to promote conversations between young players and older players. Also going to get into Wilson Contreras and what's going on with him as he continues to convert to first base. There's a lot to get to. We're here in Jupiter. We want to make sure that you have the opportunity to hear everything that was said today. So we'll go ahead and do that coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. A lot from Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager. That's in just a moment or so from Jupiter, Florida and Cardinals spring training. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it for what is a very shortened edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. The City Spotlight gets started tonight at 6:30 as Jen Cease, Dale Shilley, a whole bunch of other folks going to be involved in it as well. They are going to take you for about 90 minutes as they're going to help lead you into the start of the season for City SC. And they begin their season on Saturday night at home when they match up against the Colorado Rapids. Of course, you're able to hear it on our sister station, Y98. And of course, Jen, a big part of those broadcasts and a big part of everything we do here at KMOX, and she's got her City podcast as well that you can find on Odyssey, KMOX.com, so a lot going on. But the City Spotlight, that is going to be rolling your way in just a few minutes. So before we get out of here, though, we do want to do what we do almost every day here on the program, and that's play back for you much of what was said by Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Sidebar, by the way, because I got somebody kind of complaining about this a bit today on Facebook about the lack of phone calls and interaction things. We've had a lot of short shows for various reasons since we've been down here. We'll have a full two-hour program coming up tomorrow, so there'll be a little bit more time for interaction and talk through things going on with the Cardinals, but I'm down here. We're collecting the audio right now. I think we're the only St. Louis-based radio station that is in Jupiter, only radio station in town that's getting this audio. So if you want to hear the things that are being said by Oliver Marmol and company, I just want to make sure that you know that you can come here to Sports Open Line and KMOX on an every night basis and be able to hear it. So it's important to me, and I hope that you are able to enjoy it as well. So when we have a 30-minute show like we do tonight, a large portion of it is going to be spent listening back to what Oliver Marmol had to say. And I thought there were some interesting things that were said today. So let's jump right in as we have some fun with audio. Maybe the most interesting part of what was talked about today was how intentional the organization is at trying to make sure opportunities are there for younger players to be able to talk with veteran players, and just the overall impact that older guys can have on younger guys. Tamar Scher from Channel 4 kind of started the conversation when she asked about what we had seen the previous day on the field, where Thomas Sejesi and Nolan Arenado were seen talking a lot and working together. And I think that's a really interesting optic, because essentially Thomas Sejesi might not have a major league job at the beginning of the season as a result of Nolan Arenado. If Arenado gets moved, as we thought he was going to, Sejesi's got a spot on this team, and now there's not really an opportunity for him to play a lot. So he may end up at AAA just so he can play every day. So just the optics of those two guys together, I think that's kind of fun to look at. And then when you realize that Arenado is kind of giving in to Sejesi a little bit and talking through and things like that. So this is what Marmol said, and about how important it is for the older players to be able to be there for younger players.
It's the key to the whole thing. It's guys that have experience, that have failed, that have had success, sharing that with those that are trying to accomplish some of the same things. And you want to create opportunities for that throughout camp, whether that's in the type of defensive groups you put them in, and you're strategic about where they're hitting and the groups that they're hitting with and who's in those groups, so that some of that happens throughout the day without them having to think about it. So it's awesome, one, for Nato to be sharing those experiences, but for the young guys to be able to take advantage of it as well.
You know? As that conversation continued, it was brought up that Quinn Matthews, his locker in the Cardinals clubhouse, it is right next to Sonny Gray, and it's given Matthews the opportunity to talk to Sonny and go through things. And Marmol, you know, basically talk through why they do what they do in terms of locker placement and how that's all kind of a prescribed sort of deal.
That's perfect. Like, that's the reason behind it, right? You're wanting to find opportunities to for that stuff to happen organically, where they're not having to think through it. They're just sitting at their locker, they look to their right, and here's a guy I can gain a ton of wisdom from. So you try to set up opportunities like that, from how you set up the locker room to the groups defensively, to the hitting groups, to the stations and rotations, where you're just trying to maximize as much of those type of interactions as you can. To his credit, he's taking advantage of it. Hopefully some other guys do the same.
And then that led us to this part where Marmol said that, you know, he and his staff, they spend a lot of time on the small stuff, whether it is locker placement, whether it's who they want having, you know, guys work with on an everyday basis, whatever it might be. It's not just the big picture decisions at the beginning of spring when you're setting up locker placement. It's discussions that are being had really on an everyday basis.
We spend a decent amount of time as a staff thinking through those opportunities, and thankfully I'm not having to be the only one thinking through how to best do that. And you have Scalzo and Jay and Pop and Stubby and Brownie, and I mean, you have everybody thinking through, our video crew is thinking through opportunities to do it. So you get together every morning at 7 a.m. and there's a lot of staff members in a room, and we're thinking through, how do we maximize that today? And then at the end of this workout, we'll all get back up there and we figure out if we did it or not, and if there's adjustments to be made, and then we repeat it tomorrow.
We give the Cardinals a lot of grief about some things that have gone poorly in recent years, how they have fallen behind the times when it comes to use of technology and data and all that sort of stuff, and they have, and I think that's why they're doing this thing that is now a transition, previously a reset, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's a reason they had to make all these changes, but let's give credit where credit is due. I think the Cardinals have always been really, really good at finding ways to do those small things that kind of all add up and accumulate to being things that do certainly have an impact. So fun to be able to talk about that, because those are the things that, again, they can certainly impact things and impact the team. All right, let's get to some more of the on-field type stuff. A lot of conversation about Wilson Contreras as he continues to work over at first base, and Marmol went through some of those specific things that Contreras is working on.
Footwork around the bag, understanding not only feeling the ground ball and where to throw, but also where to be on a cutoff and relay, kind of defending the bunt, those other fundamental things that he's been covering outside of just his workload.
This takes me back to the movie Moneyball, where Ron Washington is saying that playing first base is not easy. That's a great scene in that movie, if you're familiar, where Marmol basically said the same thing. Being a first baseman, not easy.
I think people underestimate how difficult first base is. They usually think you can just throw anybody over there. There's a lot that goes on. It's not just receiving a throw. I mean, the where to be on certain plays, but also just the footwork on the bag, close plays, throws that take you at the line. There's a lot to it, but he's taken to it well.
And as a player starts to get used to being at first base and all the things that go along with it, and just sort of the ramp up to being very, very good at that position, before you can get really good at it, you first have to start to feel comfortable at first, and that's what they're trying to work with when it comes to Contreras.
Guys feel sped up in a game when they're at a new position. First base is interesting because you have to get to the bag for everybody else to be able to do their job. So letting that be the focus of playing at a spot where you're comfortable getting to the bag and you don't feel rushed is usually the first thing to check off. And as they find that more comfortable, then they could worry about playing the hitter a little more. But at first, it's just their comfort in getting to the bag.
Obviously, the reason Contreras is moving to first base is not because he's got the potential to be an incredibly, incredible defensive first baseman. I think he can probably be pretty good over there. But it's all about his hitting. It's all about health. It's being able to keep his bat in the lineup on an everyday basis. And just having his bat in there, 150-some-odd games, is going to go a long way towards the Cardinals being better offensively this year. But also, Marmol contends that just moving him away from catching is going to help Contreras hit as well.
When you think about the catching position and all that goes into it, there's a lot of preparation. And I'm not talking about preparation day of. We're talking about preparation days leading into that game where you're getting ready for a new lineup every three games. You're getting ready for, a lot of different things that are going to be thrown your way of how to navigate a lineup, the guys on the bench, new pitcher coming from AAA that you're having to learn on the fly to make sure you're using him properly and calling the right pitches and what his strengths and weaknesses are. So there's this constant prep work for a catcher that takes away from, you only have so many minutes in the day, and it takes away from other areas. So for Wilson to not have to worry about that side of it and just get ready to thump could be fun.
So with Contreras moving away from the catching position, we all know Ivan Herrera and Pedro Páez, those are the two guys who are going to be catching. And those two guys are in interesting spots when they figure out what they need to do to get better and to stay in the lineup as much as possible. For Páez, his improvement probably comes from a hitting side. Not that they can't improve in the other areas, but Páez is the defense first catcher. Herrera is the hitting first catcher. Herrera, if you can get him in the lineup a lot, that really deepens that lineup and gives you an opportunity to score even more runs, but he has to do better behind the plate, and according to Marmol, he absolutely is.
Seen him throw a couple times. There's definitely more carry to it. Footwork is better, and now you just want to see that continue to play as we get into games where he's having to throw guys out. But as far as what the work he put in the offseason is starting to carry into what we've seen in camp, it's been good. So credit to him, man, because it was a lot of work. A lot of trips from Panama to the States, work with certain guys. So my hope is that we start to see what we've seen in practice carry into the game.
One player that we're not talking about all that much is Jose Barrero, a guy who at one point was really a top prospect in baseball. He is in camp right now as a non-roster guy with the invite. And there's an opportunity for him to maybe make this club. When you look at the bench and just the spots that might be open, I think there's a possible opportunity for a guy like him to make the club. He can play a little bit of shortstop, so that's an important part of his skill set as well. Marmol says that he has enjoyed having Barrero around.
Love his personality. Brings a lot of energy, super positive, and is willing to do whatever's needed in order to find a way in the lineup. So play short, but can also play in different positions. He offered to do just about anything. So my conversations with him have been brief, but so far I've enjoyed them.
And then final thing from Marmol, it's a really quick turnaround this year from the first full squad workout to the first game. They've got their first full squad workout this past Monday, and now they're going to play their first game on Saturday. So you get 5 days of working out, and then boom, you're right into Grapefruit League play. That seems like a very quick turnaround, but Marmol says he is comfortable with that amount of time.
Once I know what it is, it just becomes the norm. We just prepare for that. So I haven't, to be quite honest with you, thought of it as a sprint or it being fast or slow. It's just these are the amount of days you have. Here's how we're going to break up those 5 days in order to be ready for it.
That is Oliver Marmol speaking with the media earlier today, and that is that's gonna do it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. But you do not want to go anywhere. We're gonna shift our focus from baseball to soccer. City SC, they open up their season coming up Saturday night as they will play host to the Colorado Rapids at Energizer Park, and that's gonna be one that you can listen to on our sister station Y98. Jen Cease, a big part of the broadcast on Y98. And she's got the City Spotlight. That's going to be coming up for about the next 90 minutes or so. She, along with a cast of characters, I guess you could say, are going to be with you for the next hour and a half as they are going to preview everything that is going to happen, not just this weekend, but all season long. I know City is still a relatively new team going into their third season of existence, but with all the new players and with a new head coach, it just feels like they're already into a new era of this team, and you're going to get a real grasp for what this is going to look like for this team moving forward, as Jen's going to be with you in just a few minutes. So that's going to be it for me from Jupiter. We've got a full 2-hour show tomorrow night. We've got a few things going on that we are looking forward to. I will talk to you then. Don't go anywhere. The City Spotlight on the way next. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.